This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At 7 after the hour, a weekly overview of what's going on in the world of technology, brought to you by any number of things. I suppose the First Amendment is a good place to start. Also brought to you by this fabulous book that Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, he's written a new book. You know, the president's book that he wrote was great around election time between the primaries and the election. Reading this book helped a whole lot. So now he's written this is a perfect book. Technology Made Easy, Simple Ways to Use Your Computer, Phone, and Other Electronic Devices by Greg Stebbin. Congratulations, Greg, for having done such a fine job. Now the world will know what the rock-bottom prices are for computers, what the best cell phone service is, what's the most reliable video camera, all right here, only exclusively on this program.
Wow.
This is kind of like the idiot's guide to everything technical. Is that what it is, Greg?
Yes.
Well, if you need an idiot, I'm a good guy to call.
No, that's not true at all.
So, Doug, anyway, this is the perfect book for you. It's tech made simple.
That's right, Richie. It is. Did you know that there's a way to undo on your computer, an undo key? Did you know that, Greg?
Yeah.
Really? What is it?
Of course.
Command Z.
Z.
Or
really?
Control Z, depending on whether you're...
What happens when you do that? Control Z, whatever.
It undoes whatever you just did.
Really?
But what do you mean by undo? Like, what does that cover? Undo sending an email or undo something you just typed?
Usually something you just typed. Edit, like an edit.
Why can't you just use backspace?
Backspace moves your cursor back.
Why are you laughing? Hold on a second. He's laughing at me. He's making fun of me.
Well, you know, Greg, he actually makes it, but that is very intuitive. Why doesn't control backspace undo as opposed to control Z or command Z?
You know, why doesn't, I'm trying to think now, control V instead of control P?
Right.
True. Somebody had to make up these shortcuts, because that would be print.
Control P is print, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the old days of Microsoft Word, you could go and customize all of these. You still can, but it was a lot easier and a lot more effective. And so there were lots of us who actually created our own, in a sense, word processing ecosystems. So that the shortcuts I used on my keyboard weren't like anyone else's. They were, you know, I came up with my own abbreviations for things. That's a little harder today. But they had to make choices. I mean, Control P was print, so Control P couldn't be paste. So because they both start with a P. Who knows why they decided one the other over the other 30 years ago?
Control backspace in some circumstances will delete the whole word, the whole previous word.
Well, so there's all kinds of things like highlighting a word or highlighting a line or highlighting a paragraph. And if you spend your day writing, that becomes important.
I will tell you this, Doug, you've actually brought up a fantastic topic here.
You see, you don't believe how much genius I have.
Here's what I believe is that you trip into it, but it's still a great job.
No.
We do a lot of audio and video editing here, and I work a lot on a Mac. One of the first things I did when I started to learn to edit video was printed out a list of all of the shortcuts. And you can also order a keyboard layover. It's like a thin piece of film that lays over your keyboard that has in color codes all of the different shortcuts. And once you learn all of the shortcuts, so no matter what you do, if you're a writer, if you edit photos, if you edit video, if you edit audio, whatever you do, if you find the shortcuts that apply to that program, it is a massive time saver. So anything that you do, Google shortcuts for whatever, and well, I guarantee you, you can save yourself hours throughout the course of the week.
And in fact, if you take what you just said, Rich, and you extend it to anything you, any task you perform, or words or phrases that you type repeatedly, there are programs, one's called Phrase Express in Windows, another one's called Keyboard Maestro for the Mac. These are little pieces of software that enable you to automate almost anything. So if you use the same phrase over and over again, you can just assign a keyboard macro to it. So if I want to type my signature with my name and my email and my phone number, I just hit two keys and it types it no matter where I am. I have built these macros all over my computing ecosystem. And for people who do repetitive things, this too can save you hours and hours of work. And frankly, prevent you from making mistakes, because if you automate things that are, involve sensitive information, it, human error gets reduced dramatically.
Yeah. My engineer here at the radio network says, why do anything that a computer can do for you?
Yes, I completely agree with
and,
that.
And we automate everything that we can.
Mm-hmm. So you'll have no use of your brain, your limbs. It'd be like the song,
well,
in the year 2525, man,
I
it's still alive.
It,
who's the one who
the
thought up?
Though.
Yeah, we have to write the code to create the automation.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, when you get rid of the routine stuff, it actually it gives you more brain power to devote to the stuff that needs it. If you spend your entire day doing repetitive stuff that really doesn't require you to think at all, it not only eats up your time, it eats up your brain.
This program, for example.
It eats up your brain.
It eats up your brain. But, for example, the commercials that we play in the local breaks. All of that stuff is automated. The music that you hear when we start the hour, all of that is, I don't need, we're sitting here talking about what we're going to do on the show, and I don't have to think about pushing that button or loading that cart, because it's already there and it's already happening.
Hey, Kevin's, because if it weren't and you were sitting there,
it'd be a mess.
You probably had dead air.
Well, but that's my point about human error. You know, it's a lot better to be able to plan ahead and have things scheduled in this case.
Yeah, no, but it's more fun to have human error, and then you can have fun with it. It's not fun anymore.
We're gonna make enough errors without it.
Back
sure.
in the old days, Doug used to laugh at me and go, "You could drive a truck through that commercial break," meaning that there was a big gap in between the commercials.
Right, exactly.
Got rid of
Wake
that.
Up from your nap, Richie, please. 14 past the hour. Tech talk time. This is Doug Steffen with a word to the wise. Super Beats. It's the name of a product. If I go into the weeds and talk to you about nitrates and what goes on with nitric oxide, you don't really know, nor do you care. All you care is that Super Beats gives your body a charge, an electric charge. It brings your blood pressure to the place it needs to be. It opens up your arteries so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. It's the easiest way to take care of your body without anything other than all natural beets. Put one scoop in some water or a smoothie, and there you are. Super Beets. It'll give you a long life and health guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets by calling 800-655-4183. The key to a healthy life. 800-655-4183. Or buy them at DougLikesBeets.com.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
70 and after the hour, it's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Greg Stebbin, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Richie's dying to tell us the story. I don't know if dying is the right word, but he's eager to tell us the story about how he negotiated his AT&T bill. This is something that I am always fascinated with because every time I go into the Verizon store, I don't go to the Verizon-owned stores because I find them impossible to deal with. So I go to the Verizon licensed, whatever they call them, premium retailer, yada, yada. And they always have answers, always very helpful, or really quite good. So now, is there an equivalent for people who want to go to the AT&T store? Because at the Verizon store that I go to, they're always looking at my bill. They're always trying to find ways to save me money. And I find that to be, that's a good reason to say. I can't stand
Verizon.
I did
it from my kitchen.
Did you? You did it in your kitchen. How did you do that?
I dialed 611 on my phone, and that gets me Verizon customer service.
Yeah.
And once I got there, I basically told them I opened up my bill, and I had a $290 bill. And I said, this is just getting too much. I'm going to have to start shopping. And I went through and added up all the taxes and this and that and this and that. And this.
Outrageous.
And long story short, they put me through to customer loyalty program. Everybody and the steps were very nice, very helpful. They got me through to the department that was going to try and just help me lower my bill. And because I've been a customer since 2008, I told them, listen, my bill is getting to the point where I have to start shopping. Before I do that, I wanted to see if you could help me lower my bill so that I wouldn't have to go through this process and so that you could keep me as a customer.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, absolutely, Mr. McFadden.
Right.
And long story short, what they did is they upgraded me to a new promotional plan that not only got me, I went from 15 gigabytes a month on my family plan to 20 gigabytes a month, so I got more service, more data, for $20 a month cheaper.
Huh.
Additionally, they put in a recurring $15 a month credit that will be on my bill for the rest of time.
Yeah.
So I saved $35 a month just by calling and asking for it.
Nice.
Good going, Richie. I'm
like
proud
that.
Of you.
Roger, good job.
And
you should call again next week.
They knocked my current bill down $60. So I owed $292. They knocked it down to
$230. Yeah. Well, it just goes to show you what a scam all this stuff is with all these
things.
And they'll get away with whatever they get away with.
But think about it this way, okay?
So somebody smart like you comes along and says, wait a minute, this doesn't work for me anymore.
Every single provider is killing themselves to get you to switch from Verizon to AT&T, from Sprint to Verizon, whatever it is.
Especially now with the holidays coming up, too.
What will they do to
keep you? Cell phones and all that, yeah.
Yep.
They don't want you to switch. They don't want you to get that free iPhone on the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to stay there. They're giving people iPhones to come to them. So just call them up and say, I'm a good customer. What can you
ask
do for me?
Ask for it.
Yeah, just ask.
Right. ASK.
Ask.
All right, 21 after the hour. We'll be right back.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Stephan with Greg Stebbin, the men's health magazine technology editor, with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden discussing your technical needs. I want to talk later on in the hour about some of the Black Friday deals that are coming out from the world of technology. But right now, is it search time? Would that be the best way of putting this categorically into Alexa? What does it do? Google is a search engine, that kind of stuff.
Well, Google has released their new product called Google Home, which is a direct competitor to...
Oh, that thing that you talk, walk in, is advertising everywhere.
Yeah.
Google, turn on my television.
Exactly.
Yeah, so more the big, in the year 2525.
When everybody's all abuzz now. Which one? Do it. Should I get the Google Home or should I get the Amazon Echo and Alexa? And I think Greg probably has already made his decision.
Yes. So, Alexa, what do you think of all this?
Not much, apparently.
She's not speaking.
She doesn't like this.
I'm lying. Do you have an opinion?
You just sold me the Google thing.
I'm not sure what you meant by that question.
So I have the both an Amazon Alexa and the Dot, and I think this really, in a sense, is a tough choice because you're buying into an ecosystem,
right?
And you better be happy with the ecosystem you buy into, because once you invest this money, you're not going to switch, and they're not. I don't foresee them ever being interactive, and you want to look at it. It's sort of like buying a phone now. The apps are what will ultimately make these valuable, and you want to look and see where the most apps are and where you think the apps will continue to be developed.
So, for example, Doug.
Telephone.
Alexa, can you get that for us?
I was trying to get to my Siri.
Oh, your Siri. That worked out well.
And I'm glad you brought up Siri, Doug, because on the new Mac operating system, you can ask Siri things right from your computer.
Yeah. So that's great. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I use Siri on my Mac.
I thought you just had to hit the bottom button twice for Siri. And
just hold the button.
Oh, you can't hear, can you? But anyway, I mean, there's going to be a lot of
conversation. Which do you prefer, Alexa or Google?
No match found.
Yeah, she's not going to answer that question.
Yeah,
she's not going to promote. But here's the dilemma, Doug, and Greg hit it right on the head, is you're buying into an ecosystem. So right now, Amazon Echo talks to garage door openers and Philips light bulbs and
I often feel that way. I'm doing a radio program 5 or 6 hours a day. I think I'm talking to the light pole. I'm talking to the door. I'm talking to the ceiling. Talking to the stars.
Whereas Google right now only talks to really a couple of different things, the Nest and a couple. But Google has an advantage in that for a dozen years or more, they've been collecting voice sounds and having search people like say, I want to do this. And so they've got this whole infrastructure on being able to do searches and being able to recognize different voices and different features. Plus, it's going to integrate into your email, your calendar. So which ecosystem
are
you buying?
And your Android phone.
And your Android phone, which I'm not. That's the problem right now.
There's really no answer if you're a Mac or an Apple person, right? Because we're a complete Mac household, so Google Chrome, the Google Assistant thing, Home or Alexa, that's not really going to do us any good, right?
Well, my guess is that Apple will. If I had an iPhone and a Mac and everything else Apple related, I would wait for Apple to come out with their own version, which in a sense is already, I would imagine, halfway or great or more built into Apple TV. Huh. Right? You talk to Apple TV and you ask it for things.
So here, look at all this help we got from Greg, as usual. Greg Stebbins, the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, with some appropriate apps, if you will. Do you like that? Applicable apps.
That's applicable.
That's applicable. Yes, applicable. 28 past the hour.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fool.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners nationwide rely on support from their family and friends.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I would have flown into the ground.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Gene Autry couldn't make it. Roy Rogers couldn't make it. But Doug Steffen.
Still dead, right?
Yeah, they're all dead.
Okay.
And
who was the first person you mentioned?
Gene Autry.
Yes, I do. He was a singing cowboy.
That's right.
That's right.
Doug was about to have a heart attack if you were to say, I don't know who Gene Autry is. That would have broke his heart.
Yeah. I just didn't hear what he said. I heard the second one. Who was the second one? Will Rogers.
Roy Rogers.
Okay.
No, Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers.
Will Rogers. Roy Rogers.
Who's Will Rogers?
Will Rogers was no relation to Roy Rogers because Roy Rogers wasn't his real name. His real name was Leonard Sly.
Oh.
But he came you from Chillicothe, Ohio. Went to he became
also a singing
cowboy. Yeah. They're both singing cowboys.
Okay.
And both from the same basic era. Roy Rogers a little later than Gene Autry. But you'll hear a lot of Gene Autry at Christmas time.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer
Dale Rogers
had a very
shining
old. Dale Edmonton, Roy Rogers, unless you're listening to the old country station on Sirius.
You would even
Here's something technology-wise. We're into technology. It's good day. Tech Talk time with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. There's an aviation company trying to build a flying car that will hover above the ground, could change the way people travel. The company is Molar International. They want to call this thing, at this moment anyway, it's called the Sky Car. The car has been, if you look at some of the science magazines, this thing looks like a Batmobile. Four people. It does about 5 miles on, about 25 miles a gallon. Top speed of 600 miles an hour. Take off and land vertically. This would be the...
That thing's cool looking.
Like a Harrier.
Yeah.
Do you see it?
It's got like a Harrier motors, the ones that pivot and up and down.
Cost $1 million. That'll limit its expense. I mean, the number of people that will actually use it. But I thought it was kind of interesting. It could cost $60,000 to $70,000, which doesn't seem like a lot of money. It cost him $1 million to do what he was doing to build it, but if he built them out, you know what I'm saying, it would be
easier, cheaper. I'm all for flying cars, but, you know, of course. I mean, I thought by the year 2016 we would have flying cars, so I think we're really behind on what everyone thought we were supposed to be living like.
There are several things that were on the Jetsons that we still don't have yet, and I really want them. You know, the one where you go through, you stand on the little conveyor belt, and when you go into the shower and you come out, it brushes your teeth for you and dresses you and all that stuff. And then you know, we have the microwave, but still, I want it more. I want it faster. Microwave's not fast enough. I want, like, boop, there's my breakfast.
I mean, if it's not a flying DeLorean from Back to the Future 2, I'm not really interested in the flying car.
I want to stick my junk, my trash, in the trunk and be able to fly around.
What do you want to do with your junk?
I want to be able to fly.
Here's another, this is pretty interesting. Speaking of cars, the industry... moving ahead, certainly think about the technology that Henry Ford developed and then how we've sort of built our lives now around cars. There's an idea lab called CarsDirect.com. Have you seen this?
I don't think so.
CarsDirect.com. This is a way of enabling you to research and price and select and finance and order and take delivery of a car. There still is a connection because the car companies still want to they want dealers involved. But this is the way. I don't see how this is different than buying online.
Oh, my friend's brother did this because he didn't have time to go to the dealership, but he knew what he wanted. Mm-hmm. And he had called, I guess, a few dealerships and just said, how much is that car? Like, what's the best price you could give me? And he ended up going on cars.com. Then they delivered the car to his house.
There you go.
He said it was great. He loved it.
Yeah.
And he got the best price.
All right, the reason I went down the street just for fun was it's rich
out of
car
the
guy.
Out of the prices he was quoted, it was the best one.
Right. Right. So the reason I brought this up is because at this point we have Black Friday this week, and actually the deals are all out there now. What sort of technology? Those are expensive technology gifts. What do we have that's popularly priced? What have you seen, both of you, Victoria and Richie, that would make for good general consideration for gifts for people like me who don't embrace technology that much, but maybe can find some of this stuff practical? Is there a practical side? I find a lot of these gifts, you look at these various catalogs, and you see some Brookstone, for example. There's always some kind of wild stuff in there that you can maybe find of interest, but I just am lost oftentimes because there's so much of this.
Let me help you out, brother.
Okay, bro.
Go to your own website. It's probably one of the best tech deals that you will see this Black Friday.
Techstepan.com or one.
DJV.com, right?
DJV show.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to give away that HP laptop.
Well, QVC, the reason we're giving it away is to bring attention to the sale that is going on Black Friday. Yeah. These things are cheap, and you can get a nice
laptop
for see, $400 to $500.
Really?
For a 17-inch, 15-inch laptop.
That's a really good deal.
So, and we're going to give one away. So
give me one away.
Don't buy one yet.
No. Let's
see right.
Try to win it
right.
with us.
Yeah. And then after that, next Saturday, you'll go buy one of these things. I guess I used to think laptops were $1,200, $1,300, $1,400. Is that the
difference? It still can be.
Yeah, my MacBook, I bought it 5 years ago now, and that was $1,300.
Okay.
But it's, you know, but they last for longer than PCs tend to.
Yeah, my MacBook is 8 years old now.
Yeah.
And it still runs great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got that Acer. Is it Acer? Acer? AC Eagle?
For you, it's Acer, but everybody else is Acer.
Acer. Yeah, yeah, okay. That's fine for what I need,
yeah.
Practical stuff.
Yeah.
But and I'm...
can I tell you, and I've told you this
yes.
100 times, Chromebooks.
Chromebooks.
I bought 2 Chromebooks for here in the office for just anybody who needs to travel and use. I paid $145
really?
For this Toshiba Chromebook, and it runs the internet. That's all it does.
It's basically like an iPad, right?
It's basically like, it doesn't have apps.
Oh.
So, if you're just doing Gmail and you're just searching the internet and you don't need to load programs on there that are downloaded onto the computer, mm-hmm. these are the best things. That's all I travel with is the Chromebook. It's just simple. It's easy. It's light. It's small.
Yeah.
All right.
One of the interesting things that we're seeing a trend in, going back to Doug's question about Black Friday and things like that, Cyber Monday, which, of course, is the Monday after
Next
Thanksgiving,
week from today. Yeah.
A week from today, that's actually starting now on Friday. They have bumped because so many people are shopping online, and the stores have all taken a hit over the last few years. Amazon is partly to blame for that because it's so easy and convenient. So a lot of places are now starting Cyber Monday on Friday. And Walmart is one of them. Their online business, and Target, I think, is doing it too, is all going to start on Friday. Instead, you can get all of those Cyber Monday deals.
Wow. All right, so that's good to know. We'll take a shot at 3 or 4, as much as you can find, we have time for Black Friday ideas or gift ideas. It doesn't necessarily be Black Friday, but what is the number one thing that people are looking for, technologically speaking, as a gift for Christmas 2016? Ideas abound here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Days Tech Talk time at 43 past the hour.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone.
For everyone.
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get up to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Yeah, I have
have questions.
Prescription drugs aren't as bad as street drugs, right?
Weed's legal, isn't it?
Drinking is worse than smoking weed,
isn't it?
Why is heroin so addictive?
Molly just makes you feel happy.
I have questions.
Mom?
Dad, did you ever try drugs?
They're going to ask. Be ready. Go to drugfree.org. A message from Partnership for Drug Free Kids.
How do you do? To the talk of the town, KTFS. Folks listening in Texarkana, Texas, to what's going on here. It's a good day Tech Talk. The Tech Talk time is 46 past the hour. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with a look ahead to what you might find intriguing and interesting. Victoria and Richie both have some ideas about what you can do for Christmas gift ideas. They come from technology that are not crazy expensive. I mean, that's a hard thing to come up with. It's not crazy expensive.
Well, I mean, we were talking about the Amazon Echo before and Alexa. And if you want to go on the cheap end of that and you don't need the big booming speaker that goes with it, the Dot, the Amazon Echo Dot, is the small feature, the small version of it. Mm-hmm. And it's only $50. So you can basically have it sitting in your kitchen and, you know, ask it for measurements on, you know, oh, how much is three cups or recipes or the weather or have it work with your Google Calendar. You just can't really get a good music, you know, player out of it. So other than that, I mean, I think $50, I'm going to buy one for one of my kids.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
I think Sean would probably get more use out of it.
How do you keep him from fighting over stuff like that?
Juliana's not as much of a tech gadget nut as Sean is.
Not really.
He's the one with the...
And how has he gotten to be that way? Because he's picking up from you? Because you got all that stuff around?
I'm sure to some extent, yeah. I mean, tech. But Juliana's the one. She'll sit down and draw for an hour as opposed to, you know. But you know what she does like is she will take the iPad and she downloads a drawing app, and she'll spend a half an hour, 45 minutes drawing on her iPad.
It's like modern-day Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That makes sense. That's good. That's creative. It's good for their brains to have that development. That's very important stuff. And maybe that's the thing. I would like to think that if we're going to buy stuff like this for Christmas, that it isn't just all fun and games, but there's something about your existence that's enhanced, and maybe it's done in a relatable or fun way. I don't know if there are toys, technology toys, that are around that are cool, right? That it would not be too expensive. I remember when we used to talk so much about the Wii. Something that seemed to come on the
Wii's still fairly hot.
It is.
Yeah.
What do you pay for one of those?
You're going to pay $300. I mean,
you are.
For any game system, you're going to pay $300 to $400.
I don't know anything about gaming, but have game systems, since the invention of the Wii, have gaming systems incorporated that same type of technology?
What type of technology?
That, like, you know, like the Wii thing. I used to play tennis on the Wii. You know, that like, interactive wireless motion sensor type
thing. Yeah, I don't know that the PlayStation has. The Wii still kind of does the interactive games more.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'll tell you, it's nothing for my son to sit there and have three of his friends from school all logged on, and they all had their headsets on, their Bluetooth headsets with the microphones, talking to each other while they're playing a game together.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I mean, and I've got a nice TV set up downstairs. You know, obviously I have to limit his time, and I do that through controlling the Wi-Fi in the house. There's certain hours that the Wi-Fi works, and there's certain hours that it doesn't. But to see them sit down there on the, you know, 55-inch or 60-inch screen and with the subwoofer and talking to his friends who are 2 and 4 and whatever miles away, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the fact you can figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
That'd be a challenge for me to figure that out.
No, he's got it all worked out.
10 minutes for the hour, Tech Talk time.
your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
TikTok time with the DJV. Those of you who like driving around in a Yamaha, there are lots of things that Yamaha does that don't have to do with motors. There's a lot of music that comes from Yamaha machines, and we're going to talk about some of that. Plus, Apple. An unusual day when Apple is in the technology news. It doesn't happen very often, but today there is some big news from Apple, and I know that you'll want to know exactly what that news is, so stand by for that up next year.
The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Shop Black Friday deals online all week long at Kohl's.com. Get $24.99 toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, $29.99 diamond and crystal earrings. And stores open Thursday at 6 p.m. Plus, only once a year, everyone gets $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Select styles, hours may vary by location. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with a flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
All right, let's get back to the technology feature, 55 past the hour. So Apple is acknowledging something which is catching, maybe, or not. Victoria, what do you think? Is this catching? Can I get this by touching you?
Well, they do call it touch disease, and it's the Apple Touch screen. Any of the newer, all of the iPhones have this type of touch screen, and eventually, as your Apple model gets older, your iPhone...
iPads do too,
yeah. Any of that touchscreen technology, as your model gets older and older, it just gets to the point where it doesn't work at all. It will not respond to any touch. In the past, Apple has, first of all, never even admitted that this is a problem. And obviously, people are, you know, banging on their iPhones going, wait, this is a problem.
Give me the hammer, Mildred!
Apple has finally, just over the weekend, issued a statement saying, okay, we now have a plan. If your iPhone is out of warranty, which if you have an iPhone 6, it's already, you know, the warranty's no good. If you're onto the iPhone 7, it's covered. But they're finally going to have a multi-touch repair program, and you can pay $149 and you can get your touch disease serviced. So
what is it? What causes it? Does anybody want to say?
Well, Apple never admits that their batteries are self-destruct after 18 months. They never admit any real wrongdoing with their phones. Really? So that's a history of the company. I don't know if that's a Steve Jobs thing, but that's just
Apple's. Is that
Apple's,
on purpose?
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. I don't. You never hear Apple admit that there's anything wrong. They just send out a new bug fix for it. They'll send out a software update, but they never admit. They'll say, oh, there's some bugs, but they never admit that anything on a larger scale is ever wrong.
Those no good so and so's.
I know. Now that you're an iPhone
actually
user,
pretty genius. I mean, no problems here.
Yeah, exactly. But now that you're an iPhone user, make sure.
That's right.
You have an iPhone 6, right?
I do. So, all right, it's out of warranty?
Well, no, it would still be under warranty, but the 6s are the problem with the touch disease. So
really?
6 Plus and the 6s.
So I get something, I'm going to get sick from using this thing.
You might have touch disease at some point, yes.
What an outrage. All right, Yamaha. Thank you, Jennifer. Yamaha has a new sound bar.
Yes.
Yamaha is a company that is very diverse, frankly. This would be a good company to move from Japan to America because we're so concerned about diversity. All right, so what's the story here?
Well, this is a really cool Christmas gift idea. If you need a sound bar or if you have someone in your family who does, this has a built-in subwoofer on each end of the sound bar. It can be mounted to the wall or it can sit right in front of your TV. The coolest thing about this, for $199 on Amazon, it's a great price, and you can control the entire thing with your smartphone. So this is the next generation of sound bars. No remote.
Have this week, are we going to have a wacky list of Christmas technical ideas, tech presents for Christmas, Black Friday, or through the whole week? I was thinking when...
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea, just to see what there is that's out there where people can... There are a lot of things that are there, but are there deals to get the things that you want, or somebody that you know of has? Technology has been, the past 10, 15 years has been, maybe it's been longer than that, depends on how you define technology, been a great item for Christmas. So send your ideas here and we'll spread them around, if you know what I mean. 59 past the hour, we spread lots of stuff around here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.